Welcome to the Deep Dive. So you've sent in some really interesting stuff this time. We've got articles, even a YouTube transcript, all focused on Hinawi ERP and QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, we're going to look at keeping them integrated versus, maybe more importantly, why and how you might actually separate them.
Exactly. And it's not just a tech issue, is it? It's about strategy. How do businesses streamline their finances? That's what we're digging into today with these sources you sent.
Yeah, pulling out the key reasons someone might decouple them and what that whole comparison and separation process actually looks like.
Right.
Because, you know, this touches on saving time, big one, getting more accurate numbers,
maybe getting better
features and cost and support. Can't forget those.
Absolutely. And these sources are great. The YouTube transcript gives us a kind of practical how-to on comparing things.
Well, the articles get more into the why behind splitting off.
Okay, so let's dive in. First things first, you've got to compare the financial balances between the two systems, right? That seems to be the starting point. That's the logical place, yeah. You need to see how the data lines up or doesn't. The YouTube transcript mentions starting from the main menu from Hinawi.
Okay.
And focusing on Frenchie compares Abadha balances stream. No, let's decode that a bit.
Please do.
Abadha balances stream basically just means comparing your financial balances between Hinawi and QuickBooks. You'd find this in the main reporting area in Hinawi, what the transcript calls main menu from Hinawi.
Got it. And the key benchmark for this comparison, the thing you're checking against, is the QuickBooks balance sheet report.
Precisely. That's your snapshot of assets, liabilities, equity. That's the reference point.
Makes sense.
And crucially, you can't just glance at it. You absolutely need to define a specific time period.
Ah, okay.
Both sources stress this. Set clear start and end dates. Make sure you're comparing the exact same time frame in both systems, you know, apples to apples.
Right, right. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Now, let's be real. The sources pretty much say you're likely to find differences when you first look.
Oh, yeah. Very likely. The transcript even gives an example number, a difference of 590854.
Wow, that's not small change.
Not at all. And it hints at why, mentioning extra hamat, extra 155, it sounds like system jargon for extra entries, basically.
So transactions recorded in one place but missed in the other.
Exactly that. Could be a manual adjustment in QuickBooks, maybe something entered in Hinawi that didn't sync. Lots of possibilities.
Okay. And because of that possibility, the advice is to do this comparison regularly, like monthly.
Definitely. Month by month is the recommendation. Think of it like preventative maintenance for your financial data. Catch discrepancies early.
Before they snowball into a huge mess.
Precisely. It makes tracking down the when and why much, much easier. And Hinawi apparently offers more detailed tools to help with that investigation.
Right. The articles mention that you can go beyond just the overall balance.
Yes, you can drill down. They mention specific reports in Hinawi like month by month, year by year, and even branch by branch comparisons.
Ah, that's useful. So if you see a big difference, you can narrow it down to a specific month or even a location.
Exactly. It helps pinpoint where the problem might be. The ultimate goal of all this comparison work is, well, alignment.
Getting the numbers in both systems to match, or at least getting really close.
Mm-hmm. Establishing that accuracy baseline.
Okay, so once you've got that baseline, then you can seriously think about the why. Why separate them? The article, Iron Crusade.
Which just means separating Hinawi from QuickBooks.
Right. That article lays out the arguments. What's reason number one?
Saving effort. That's a big one. The core idea is stick to one system, Hinawi in this case, and you cut out workflows.
Like double data entry.
Exactly. Entering the same invoice or payment twice. Once in Hinawi, once in QuickBooks. Using one system eliminates that completely, saves time, reduces frustration.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do that. And less entry means fewer chances for errors, which brings us to the next point.
Accuracy.
Right. A single system naturally reduces the risk of typos or mistakes when transferring data between platforms. It simplifies ensuring your figures actually match up.
Makes perfect sense. And the argument goes further, suggesting Hinawi actually has better features, especially for certain businesses.
Well, specifically for businesses in the Middle East, it's positioned as being more tailored to local needs, maybe regulations.
All right.
And it mentions an advanced setup module, hinting at more customization options compared to, say, a more globally standardized QuickBooks. Things like Zakat calculations apparently handled well in Hinawi's reporting.
Ah, localized features. That can be a huge plus. Now let's talk money, cost. The article hits this hard.
It does. It claims QuickBooks has gotten way more expensive, like 2 to 3 times the old price.
Ouch. That alone could trigger a review, couldn't it?
Absolutely. A price hike like that forces you to look at alternatives, especially if you feel another system like Hinawi can do the job, maybe even better for your needs, potentially at a better price point long term.
And cost isn't just the license fee. It's also about support. Right. The article raises concerns about QuickBooks support changes.
Yeah, it mentions difficulties getting direct support leading to delays, maybe even work stoppages if you're stuck on an accounting issue.
That sounds incredibly frustrating. You need reliable help with finance software.
You really do. And Hinawi contrasts this by highlighting their own customer service, their sort of long-term client relationships, some apparently going back 20 years.
Suggesting a more stable, reliable support structure, perhaps?
That seems to be the implication, consistency and dependability and support.
Okay, so the why is pretty compelling. Effort, accuracy, features, cost, support. Now, the how, if you do decide to separate, what does that process look like? The article outlines options based on that initial balance comparison.
Yes, 3 main options, all stemming from whether your balance is matched or not. It's quite logical.
Option 1, the dream scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Balances match perfectly.
Exactly. If Hinawi and QuickBooks are showing the same numbers after your checks, the separation is described as pretty easy, free, done remotely by their programmers, maybe within an hour.
Wow. Okay.
No complex data transfer needed in that case.
Nice. Option 2 is where balances don't match, but the user is confident Hinawi's numbers are the right ones.
Correct. If you trust your Hinawi data, even if QuickBooks disagrees, the process is apparently similar. Still fast, still free, based on the article. You proceed based on Hinawi's figures.
Interesting. So it relies on the user's judgment there. But what about option 3? That's when QuickBooks is considered correct, but doesn't match Hinawi. Sounds more complex.
It is, and it breaks down into 3 sub-options. First, you can create a fresh Hinawi file and just import your lists, accounts, customers, vendors, along with the current balances from QuickBooks.
Okay, so you get the starting point, but not the detailed history.
Right. No transaction history comes over with that first sub-option, and it's offered for free.
Need to consider, if you need that history readily available, what's the second sub-option?
That one's more comprehensive. It involves importing all the historical transactions from QuickBooks, usually as journal vouchers. You can also bring over inventory items and quantities.
Ah, the full history.
Yes, but this one comes with extra fees, understandably, given the complexity.
Makes sense. More work, more cost. And the third sub-option, under option 3.
That one basically puts the ball back in the user's court. It says the users themselves need to reconcile the balances between the two systems.
Meaning, figure out the discrepancies and fix them yourself before separating.
That seems to be the implication. Hinawi wouldn't handle the data reconciliation in that specific path.
So it really hammers home how important that initial balance comparison is. Which brings us back to those other articles you mentioned, the ones detailing how to do the comparison.
Exactly. Ukulele Hinawi QuickBooks and the other similarly named one. They guide you through using the tools within Hinawi.
And they point to specific reports.
Mm-hmm. 3 key ones located under a menu section that translates roughly to compare balances in Hinawi and QuickBooks. They are. That's trial balance comparison.
Okay.
Accounts receivable balance comparison.
Right.
And accounts payable balance comparison. These let you directly compare those key account types across both systems.
Fantastic. So quite specific tools there. Okay, let's wrap this up. We started with the crucial step of comparing balances between Hinawi and QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm. The foundation.
Then we explored the big reasons why you might separate saving effort, better accuracy, features, costs, support.
The strategic drivers.
And finally, the different paths to actually do the separation, depending heavily on that initial balance check.
Yeah, the practical steps involved. And clearly, there's no single right answer. Integration or separation depends entirely on your specific situation.
Your needs, your data state, your budget, what kind of support you value.
So here's something to think about as we finish. Reflecting on all this, which path, staying integrated or making a clean break, genuinely aligns better with your business's long-term goals? What could a truly streamlined, accurate financial system unlock for you? What would that change about your daily operations or your overall financial clarity? Really consider that. Thanks for diving deep with us.